The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Remember that? No. Man, I'm telling you, but taking it back in history, that's we talked about history with Dr. Jennifer London yesterday, and of course that prompted a rash of phone calls, which we absolutely love here. 844-769-2944. And of course, we'll get to all of our little plugs here in a minute. We're waiting on the copy. As soon as we get it, we get it. We'll give it to you. Let you know, Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice will be joining us later in the show. Talk about the latest things going on there. Former President Trump confirmed yesterday he is going to show up at the Fulton County Jail on Thursday, this coming, over the charges he faces for contesting the state's election 2020 election result. And he says, can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday to be arrested by a radical left district attorney, Fannie Willis, who is overseeing one of the greatest murder and violent crime disasters in American history. He posted on Truth Social. In my case, the trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call. She campaigned and is continuing to campaign and raise money on this witch hunt. This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It's all about election interference. That's what he said. And the judge set his bond at $200,000. You know, it's amazing. He hasn't even been arraigned yet, and the judge set the bond at $200,000, and he already agreed to it. Come on. Are you? See, I'm wearing my T-shirt today. It says, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. There's a picture of Capitol Hill. What does that tell you? Mark Meadows, by the way, his former chief of staff, filed a motion to dismiss the charges against him in Georgia based on the supremacy clause in the Constitution. And of course, what he did was arrange, as part of his duties as chief of staff, to have Mr. Trump make a phone call to somebody not even in the state of Georgia. And Fannie Willis is using that to go after Mark Meadows. Oh, boo frickety who. This is pretty crazy. Said the state's prosecution of Mr. Meadows threatens the important federal interest in providing the president of the U.S. with close confidential advice and assistance firmly entrenched in federal law for nearly 100 years and gives rise to precisely the sort of state interference in federal affairs the Supremacy Clause prohibits, according to the 34-page motion filed by Mr. Meadows. We'll see what happens to that, because Trump's probably going to do the same thing. This whole thing is going to be a kangaroo court in Atlanta. And then they're going to, of course, humiliate him even more. This is their Fulton County sheriff. You know he's not one of the legitimate sheriffs in the United States, because any legitimate sheriff would say, you know what, screw this. Everybody knows who this guy is. Why do I need to take his mugshot? Oh, no, no, no. Not going to work like that. Trump shows up, they're going to put him in front of the camera and make him do the two-profile shot, holding the number up. Oh, yeah, they're going to try to humiliate him and get him. You know what it's going to do? It's going to get every right-thinking American out there that has had enough of this garbage that's been going on right now. They're going to get even more perturbed at Fannie Willis and the court system in Georgia and the sheriff and everybody else. They're going to get more perturbed with them. Their political careers are now in limbo politically. in limbo. These people are in deep doo-doo. They're trying to invent stuff to try to further get in Trump's way. And then you got Gavin Newsom out in California trying to get Trump's name off the ballot. You talk about election interference. Ha! If anybody needs to be cited with federal crimes, it would be Gavin Newsom if he tries to pull that off. And, you know, what's to stop people from writing in Trump's name? You know, he's trying to completely eliminate Trump off the ballot. I'm just like, oh, come on. This, you know, first report's out. Mr. Newsom, I hate to say this, but you are not American if you're going to do this. You might as well, like my dad used to say, move to Russia. You apparently like it there. You like authoritarianism better than you do capitalism. Your FTB is literally screwing every California business. And even, you know, it really doesn't matter if you declare a state of emergency in your state. People are leaving anyway. You got flooding in Cutoff Palm Springs as Tropical Storm Hillary is passing through, trapping cars and roads washing out, bridges washing out, trains derailing, all because of that. So, yep. Heavy rains and flash flooding are going to continue. Nevada still under a state of emergency. Congress, of course, got its own little state of emergency going on. I just love it. See, that's one of the reasons I wore this T-shirt today. Congress barrels towards shutdown as Freedom Caucus opposes stopgap spending bill. You see, with all the money this Congress wastes, rhinos included, they need to shut down. They need to stop functioning, period. They have obviously lost sight of what the Constitution of the United States stands for. They think that their federal government is better than we the people in our own various states. They think they can have their little federal tentacles reach out over the hinterland and choke us all to death, and we should just sit here. Let's allow it. Let's allow it to happen. Whatever. Let them do it. Whatever. You know, it's not in our backyard. Don't have to worry about that. Yeah, the House Freedom Caucus, man, they got into this. They're opposing any stopgap spending bill that does not have border security issues. We told you yesterday that he basically, Trump, I'm talking about Biden here, has allowed, you know, 200,000 people to cross and pretty much with no date, no nothing, and become part of the legal society. And we mentioned that it exceeds the population of Springfield, Missouri. And of course, the Freedom Caucus is also a little perturbed because of the weaponization of the government and the end of the left's woke policies in the military. And so they're urging Republicans in the House to continue passing their 12 appropriations that would fund the government past September 30th or the government funding deadline. So things are a little confusing up there. Number five, Biden administration is urging all Americans to get the coronavirus booster shot now. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my lions and tigers and bears? Oh, my. Moderna and other coronavirus vaccine makers, Novavax, Pfizer, and German partner BioNTech SE have all recreated versions of their shots ready aimed at the XBB 1.5 subvariant. Oh, my God. Run! Oh, my. Time for your eighth COVID vaccine dose. Yep. Pfizer says the latest booster won't be tested on humans, but it works great on mice. But wait, there's more. Yeah, you don't get a free set of Ginsu steak knives if you get the shot. Sorry, no Big Mac, no French fries, none of that good stuff. No. You see, and it makes you wonder, you see a picture of Biden getting the shot. How do we know it's not a B12 shot? How do we know? We don't. We don't know because it's all optics. In fact, we've got all the Hollywood studios now saying you have to wear masks. It's like you people are so full of the proverbial caca, it's sickening. You really think that we the people are going to put up with another round of this garbage just because of the XBB 1.5 subvariant? That's enough BS for anybody to go, okay, I've had it. That's it. We're done here. And any congressperson that would go in there and insist that, and governor that would insist that you have to wear a mask, needs to be voted out of office. These people are idiots. Yeah. Just new bivalent booster, my foot. See, is the FDA. Oh, well, we got the new Aris formulated shot now. It'll make for an eighth shot. Yeah, for those of you idiots out there that want to line up and die. This is what I mean about stupid people in large groups, and they just sit idly by and let it all happen without passing some sort of legislature or having some overthrow of Congress, where the Congress people themselves go, okay, this nonsense here, President declares another state of emergency for whatever reason. People are going to go, okay, enough of that. I think the powers that be really think that we're stupid. I really do. I think they think we don't have a brain in our head and we can't think. I mean, the average person out there, yes, I know, I agree with Harold Rosenthal, you know, the one that they killed, Jacob Javits' administrative assistant that was shot to death on the Il-Al flight back in the 70s, was assassinated. Yeah, he went out and said, look, we got all you people conditioned to your toil and your next meal. You're worried about your paycheck. We've got you so turned around, you'll believe anything we tell you. Yeah, this is exactly what this nonsense is all about. It's nuts. You know, and you don't have to run to your window and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, like, you know, Peter Finch did on Network. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary. You know, see, you have the power of the vote, but you also have the power of the dollar. You also have the power to do a lot of things to fight what's going on right now, and that's to find every single way there is to avoid having to pay taxes to a government that spends like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. You have the means to do that right now. You have the power of the pen in more ways than one. Depends on how big you want to write that check to U.S. Treasury. How big a paycheck you want to write. Yeah, see, that makes people start thinking about, maybe I should start up a small business. Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that in this segment. In world news, the Fukushima nuclear disaster. Guess what? Japan's going to be releasing the treated water into the Pacific Ocean in 48 hours, despite opposition from its neighbors. The decision comes weeks after the UN's nuclear watchdog approved the plan. Yep, 1.34 million tons of water, enough to fill 500 Olympic-sized pools, have accumulated since the 2011 tsunami destroyed the plant. The water, of course, will be released over 30 years after being filtered and diluted. So what's that going to do to our oceans? What's it going to do to our fish? What's it going to do to the ecology, the ecosystem? We don't know. Dozens of patients have been moved from a hospital in northeastern Greece as wildfires are burning out of control for a fourth day near Alexandropolis. The flames reached the grounds of University Hospital. Among those moved were newborn babies and intensive care patients moved by ferry to a nearby port. In Guatemala, Bernardo Arevalo, wins the presidential race, swinging the country hard left. He is a leftist candidate. For those of you, you want to see what's going to happen to Guatemala now under the leftist regime? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure all the leftists here in America are jumping up and down for that one. Voter turnout rate was tallied at 44.98% for a total of roughly 4.2 million votes cast down there, according to official results published by Guatemala's Supreme Electoral Tribunal. Arevalo and Semilla Movement Party obtained 58% of the votes. I guess everybody likes leftist governments. Huh. India, by the way, no baggage by gully, has announced a moon landing. Yep, yesterday. Well, let's see, on Wednesday, rather. Last week, Wednesday, they had the Chandrayaan-3 mission controlled landing last Wednesday while Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft tumbled into an uncontrolled orbit and slammed into the lunar surface. So India finally has a moon landing achieved. LATAM Airlines has confirmed a medical emergency caused the pilot to die mid-flight between Miami and Santiago de Chile on August 14th. Now it finally comes out a week later. The incident was confirmed in an August 16th press release. According to LATAM Airlines, the flight was diverted to Tocumen International Airport in Panama, but despite following the necessary protocols to safeguard the life of the affected pilot, he passed after landing. And what do you think that was, folks? I bet you already got the answer to that one. I'm not even going to say it because I think you know what the answer is. All these pilots, you have to wonder about that. After what happened to Bob Snow? Come on, you know about that. You know about Captain Bob Snow. Can't ever fly again now. Do you remember hearing about Lucy Letby? She is a 33-year-old nurse called the worst child killer in modern British history. She's been given a life sentence at the end of a longest UK murder trial ever. So, gotta love that. The judge said Letby was guilty of a cruel and cynical campaign of child murder, motivated by a deep malevolence bordering on sadism. Wow. The UK, by the way, is going to spend £100 million on chips to develop domestic artificial intelligence systems. Yeah, are you ready for that? I know everybody's wondering, which one is it so we can invest in it? Oh, I don't know if you want to do that. This is according to a report from The Telegraph. The UK has earmarked about £127 million to purchase as many as 5,000 graphics processing units, or GPUs, from American tech firm NVIDIA. The current version of OpenAI's ChatGPT, which has been a leading force in the burgeoning artificial intelligence industry with its language-based model, was trained on approximately 25,000 NVIDIA chips. Domino's Pizza is going to close all 142 stores in Russia. Huh. Sorry, folks. Pizza. Yep, it's one of the first major Western fast food chains to exit the country since Mickey D's and Starbucks left more than a year ago. Gotta love that, right? And the BRICS nations, of course. Big focus here on curbing dollar reliance. They're meeting in Johannesburg this week to discuss ways to eliminate dependence on the U.S. dollar. Just thought y'all to know. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I know. It's the craziness of it all. It's what's going on in society today. And, of course, for those of you who wish to make a contribution, we got two donations so far for August. And let's see, I think I got a text message in my inbox here. Stuart Wilcox gave us a $40 donation yesterday. We appreciate that. When the Power Hour opens, or Power Mall, rather, Power Hour, we're always open here. We're always paying attention to what's going on. You can call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 in the next hour Central Time at 8 a.m., because that's when it opens, Central, and make your donation to Jay. She'll take it for you. Or you can snail mail us a donation to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Shop with their partners. Got a lot of them. And if you do, on thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab and shop with them. Let us know you did so we can get credit for it. Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Edward Group, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and Dr. Ely are going to be at the Hilton Granite Park in Dallas, Texas, September 8th and 9th for the Healing for the Ages. That's going to be streamed worldwide. Register at healingfortheages.com and use the promo code POWERHOUR and watch it streaming live if you can't attend. If you are listening to us on 631-359-8232, that phone number, we own and control that one. You're safe there. Just to let you know. And, of course, on sale this week, 10% off Advanced Eye Complex CS, North American Urban Spice. We have two of the Silver Mist Humidifier. I've got it right here in my little hand. Silver Mist Humidifier. That we have two of them left at closeout, 50% off. DuraFlow water filter replacements will fit your Berkeys. They are now available at the Power Mall via drop ship. We also have the Miracle 2 neutralizer powder, which makes 1 gallon. And you can save money on shipping with this powder concentrate. All Strauss Naturals and Grown by Nature products are now available for auto ship as well as drop ship. They come to you that way. And of course, check the daily deal at thepowermall.com. And if you're a first time buyer, first 10 is the code you use at checkout to get 10% off. And if you don't know what we have and you don't have the internet, then you call 877-817-9829 to get a Power Mall catalog so you can stay plugged in. So the RNC is confirming that we have 8 people that are going to be speaking at this debate tomorrow night. Yeah, we got to get into that. I got it. So another reason I'm wearing my T-shirt that says never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups, right? Now, Dave, you're going, oh, what are you doing here? What are we doing here, Dave? It says you're labeling everybody in Congress that way. If they use the word democracy in their speech, they aren't with us. Do you understand what I just said? Lex Green posted an interesting commentary on News with Views that I'm going to read to you in pertinent part. Wait till you hear this. You're going to love it. Still pretending as though we have lawful, legitimate elections in the USA hosted by Fox News, a.k.a. the DeSantis channel. This is Lex Green, of course, talking. The Fox team is ramping up for the first of the so-called debate of the 2024 presidential race tomorrow night. That's Wednesday night for those of you who are paying attention. Everyone at Fox and everyone who will appear on the stage knows that the 2020 elections were blatantly stolen by O'Biden's DNC, backed by deep state military justice and intel community traitors. They all know it, but only Ramaswamy has the intestinal fortitude to say it. The rest work with DC traitors to keep Trump out of the White House. As we head into the event, only 8 GOP candidates have qualified for the debate stage. And as of this writing, the current aggregate poll numbers look like this. Trump, 55.5%. DeSantis, 14.5%. Ramaswamy, 7.2%. Pence, 5.2%. I'm surprised at that number. Haley, 3.3%. Scott, 2.7%. Christie, 2.6%, and Burgum, 0.5%. The rest who all tossed their hat in the ring couldn't meet the polling and fundraising thresholds to qualify for the debate stage. They simply have no real support. Of course, neither do at least 5 of the 8 who made the debate. Like Chris Christie says, this is the first time they could speak to a real audience because nobody shows up for their campaign stops. At best, this is a 3-way race between Trump, DeSantis, and Ramaswamy, but reality says that Trump holds a 41-point lead over DeSantis, a 48-point lead over Ramaswamy, and more than a 50-point lead over all others who made the debate stage. Democrats have done a fantastic job of making Trump the obvious GOP nominee by turning voters towards Trump in their endless efforts to destroy Trump with false accusations and political persecutions. Democrats continue to make Trump the most popular political figure on earth. Trump might not even need to campaign like Biden in 2020. He'll win the landslide strictly because the people of all political stripes are figuring out that what they see Democrats and some Republicans are doing to Trump can and will be done to them if Democrats were to succeed in destroying Trump. People are supporting Trump to defend themselves from Obama's global criminal cabal who hate the average American as much as they hate Trump. Everyone on the debate stage who falls into this trap set for them will lose what little support they currently have. Voters from the political spectrum are fed up with the criminal Biden regime using taxpayer funds to attack their political opponents with a weaponized DOJ. And Lex Green finally says, normally, I would want every serious candidate to face their opponents on every debate stage, but in this case, Trump holds such a commanding lead that it might be a better strategic play for him to sit this one out, letting his opponents dig their own graves. These 7 candidates have a high hurdle to clear this Wednesday night. None are likely to close the gap with Trump because all of them will be pushed by moderators to talk about Trump rather than themselves, granting Trump even more free publicity without even any need to show up. The debate is highly likely to turn into a scripted Trump bashing event. Only two candidates in the race are political outsiders critical of the D.C. establishment, Trump and Ramaswamy. For Ramaswamy, I mean, the rest are all longtime political operatives who've had years to do the thing they talk about on Wednesday evening without ever keeping any of their past campaign promises. Except for Ramaswamy. Everybody else in the debate stage in this, it's an RNC deep state actor in the race to simply derail Trump. This is what they want to do. Pretty much every GOP voter knows it. Republican and even Democrat and independent voters are shifting hard in Trump's favor due to the blatant weaponization of O'Biden's D.C. cabal. So GOP candidates who join O'Biden's attack on Trump Wednesday night will drive voters away from themselves as well. Until we hold criminals fully accountable for the massive election fraud in 2020, we won't ever have lawful elections again. But I'll be watching this debate, says Lex Green, for entertainment value. Never get in the way of your enemies while they're busy digging their own grave. Nothing is more entertaining than watching traitors dig their own hole. Yeah, do you agree with that? 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in. Donald Trump, of course, says he's going to skip it because the public knows who he is. He's not going to do the debates. He's already announced that he's not going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow night for that shift show. RFK Jr., man, I'm looking at this stuff. I'm going, you know, RFK Jr., you're saying what people want to hear. But then you turned around and you told everyone that you think that Trump and Biden should participate in the debates. Why? Quote, I think it would be better if we have a democracy where every candidate debates, Mr. Kennedy told the Epoch Times at a hotel conference in Columbia, South Carolina. He's in the state courting voters in a town hall tour ahead of the February 2024 primary. Quote from Mr. Kennedy, I suppose he's making a strategic decision that's based upon his own interest, but I think we're living in a period when people have lost faith in the democratic process. And they think the system is rigged, Mr. Kennedy said about both President Biden and President Trump not appearing in the primary debates. And with that, RFK used the word democracy. Thus, he's no better than the rest of the swamp. And even more sadly, the Epoch Times didn't call him out on his vernacular. Oh, we're just reporting the news. We're just reporting what RFK said. We didn't once ask RFK Jr., sir, you're an attorney. Isn't it true we live in a constitutional republic? If that is so, why did you use the word democracy in your speech? You see, just unzipped his fly. He's just telling you what he thinks Americans want to hear. Yep, he's right on when it comes to the jabs. He's right on about all the lies and Fauci and everything else. But man, then you got to turn around and use the D word. I mean, what do we have another substitute for the D word? How about dumbass? Why would you say stuff like that? Now you've just lost a lot of people's confidence, RFK Jr. Here we thought you were on the right track. Well, we'll be back to talk about the Maui fires and what's going on there. Boy, some pretty shady stuff after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. A lot of shady stuff going on in Hawaii right now because of the Maui fire. Now get this. Here's something else unique I just found out. Hormel is shipping cans of Spam to the Maui fire survivors. Hormel, which is owned by China. You buying Hormel stuff at the stores? I'm not. They got Hormel bacon, Hormel, but see, Spam, you realize that Hawaii consumes 7.2 million cans of Spam a year? How do we know that stuff doesn't have mRNA? And have you ever read the back of a can of Spam and what's in it? But yet now they're going to ship Spam. Wow. Spam, 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 wonderful Spam, 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 Spam. I had to do that. Monty Python. You know, I trips my trigger, man. You know what gets me going when I hear stuff like this going on? Here we have a Chinese-owned company going to ship Spam to the locals that already like it. They already eat it. Yeah, we're going to have a little Spam musubi. How about that? Yeah. A little Spam, a little shoyu on it. Aloha shoyu. That's what we used to do in Hawaii, man. You'd fry that Spam up in soy sauce, and man, was that tasty. Put a little brown sugar in there. And yeah. The West Maui disaster is becoming less about the fire and more about the government's bizarre response to the aftermath. So what are they doing? They're trying to have an information blackout. This is the shady stuff. Now they're refusing media access. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, took a wild swing at independent reporting, telling people not to listen to information from social media and influencers. It's hard to say what his definition of an influencer is, only that he's clearly hostile to anybody reporting news outside of the government narrative. This is a problem because people are saying, look, stop this. Just they can't explain whether it was the electric grid or what that caused this fire. There was, if you look at the aerials, man, there was a complete oval ring of fire around the whole of Lahaina. How do you know that that wasn't created by a directed energy weapon? There's a lot of people in Maui that think that, and they're saying it. No, we can't have that. The governor, wow, we can't have that. We can't unzip the fly of the United States government. Why did they do that? Why did they burn Lahaina? Boy, they're highly suspicious. And 9 questions that we should be asking, all of us should be asking. This is the largest natural disaster in Hawaii history. How did the fires really start? See, Governor Green's explanation makes little sense, especially since the visuals coming out of Lahaina show what appears to be evidence of DEWs, directed energy weapons. It's the evidence, folks. You see it. This isn't Leslie Nielsen with the building blowing up and firemen racing to put the fire out. Oh, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. Remember that movie? This is exactly what Josh Green is doing right now, you schmuck. Ask also how the fires started so rapidly, how they spread like that. We're told by the media the raging inferno swept the land so fast that trapped residents and visitors had to jump into the Pacific Ocean to save themselves. Yeah, really? And this Hurricane Dora was what, 500 miles away? Boy, have a raging inferno. And not only that, you know, why didn't the sirens go off? They are designed to warn people to flee the area. And all of a sudden, the guy that's in charge of the emergency system resigns for health reasons? That is BS. From the word go. Health reasons, my foot. The only health reason I would see is that people are going to be trying to find this guy and do physical damage to his person for being an idiot. You know, people would know if you turn the warning sirens on, the first thing they're going to think is tsunami until they step foot outside their home and see the blaze. Then they're going to go, oh, it's not a tsunami. The whole damn place is on fire. And see, the strange anomaly here is the Lahaina fire, which was supposedly already out at the time, ended up causing most of the damage of all the fires. So, you know, the thoughts about what really happened in Lahaina, more questions you should be asking. What about all those emergency supplies? We're told a telecommunications blackout is to blame for interfering with the delivery of supplies to those most in need. Reports indicate that homeowners throughout the area are already being contacted by others wanting to purchase their scorched properties. Oh, now see, the real MO is coming out. Yeah, Oprah. Yeah, all you and you rich investors out there that want to buy those people out, you want to buy up their history and you want to build condos and you want to build all these investment properties. Yeah, now we got the FBI bringing in a mobile refrigerated morgue into Lahaina for what purpose? Are there many more deaths than what's being reported? Why aren't we asking this? Why aren't police and National Guardsmen protecting what remains from looters? I mean, people are being robbed at gunpoint during the evening hours. According to Matt Robb, the co-owner of the Lahaina bar called the Dirty Monkey. People are raped and pillaged. I mean, they're going through houses. Then by day, it's hunky-dory. So where's the support there? I don't think our government and our leaders at this point know how to handle this or what to do. And then you got to look at the fake President Biden. This is what really gets all these people in Maui. Why is the most popular White House occupant based on the alleged vote count hamming it up for his umpteenth vacation while the survivors of the Maui fire suffer? And then the imbecile gets in there. Oh, man, this is some hot ground. You got your boots on? Man, can you feel that? The ground's hot, Biden says jokingly. Insensitive coot. Yeah. This is all based on politics. We have more than 110 people dead. Sad, isn't it? Yeah, so much for Aloha Spirit, huh? Josh Green, what a moron. You really think we're buying into this? Half the people in Hawaii are looking at you right now and how you're handling this thing. I can tell you, I can make phone calls over there to friends that I have over in the movement. I'm talking about the nation of Hawaii. I can call over there and they'll tell me this whole thing is BS what we're seeing on TV. This isn't really what's happening over there. They're trying to drive native Hawaiians off their land. Yeah. Emergency Management Chief Herman Andaya. Really? You let him just get off with a hand slap? Oh, yeah, health reasons. Wow. What's even more sad is now that we are, I mean, the crisis is not just in Maui. States are looking to hire illegal immigrants to fatten struggling police departments. You ready for this? Because all these cops are quitting. Blue state politicians are turning to illegal immigrants. This is a California law that took effect earlier this year, which allows non-citizens, including some unauthorized migrants, to sign up to be cops in California if they're protected from deportation, including by the Obama-era DACA program. Colorado and Illinois have followed suit with laws allowing some non-citizens to join police forces. They're all deeply uncharted territory. Oh, this isn't healthy, folks. And these illegal migrants? Oh, boy. How many of you do you think, if you even look at them cross-eyed, would pull a gun on you and put a bullet in your head and not care in the least? Think about that, because now they're turning them loose on your streets. These people have zero respect for coming into this country legally. And now they want to be cops? And three states are going to let them? Oh, my. You people in New York City ought to really be frustrated. With your mayor, Eric Adams has opened a migrant mega camp on Randall's Island, which is costing, you know, the school children's soccer fields are going to be disrupted. The housing project is going to cost city taxpayers, are you ready for this? $20 million a month. Yeah. On Sunday, his office, I'm talking about the mayor here, began filling up the newly built migrant camp with single adult male border crossers and illegal aliens. Yeah. Why single adult male border crossers and illegal aliens? Why single adult male? Uh-huh. Yep. Women, lock your doors. Man, we're going to hear more and more stories about raping and pillaging and plundering. You watch. It's going to happen. You thought you were in a safe neighborhood. Like Chong said, not anymore, man. Federal judge in Atlanta has put a temporary freeze on the application of a Georgia law that prohibits the use of cross-sex hormones to treat minors who identify as transgender. This is Sarah Garrity, U.S. District Court judge, granting a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit challenging Georgia's ban on hormone replacement therapy for the treatment of gender dysphoria in children. Now get this. Senate Bill 140, which prohibits sex change surgeries and hormone replacement therapy for minors, was signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp on March 23rd. And of course, Kovi Noggle got filed. Right? Lawsuit. See, just takes a lawsuit. Several transgender identifying children, their parents, and a community organization decided they were going to file suit to stop what Congress in Georgia passed. Yep, they're going to stop that. They got an injunction from a judge. They have the right to do what they want. The parents, if their kids want to get shot with all this hormone replacement drugs, they have the right to do it. We as parents want our kids to grow up being the opposite of what God created. So we'll stand before the Almighty on Judgment Day, and we'll have to answer for that. But in the meantime, if my son Joey wants to be Sasha or whatever name he wants to identify as, well, we as parents are going to let him do it. Yeah. And don't worry, they'll find a court judge that does it, that goes along with it. Yeah. So you got to wonder about that. By the way, for those of you gun control nuts out there, you know, when the criminals manage to acquire guns, you have what happened at a block party in Democrat-run Philadelphia about 1:30 last Saturday morning. One dead, eight injured. It's a gun battle. Parkside neighborhood in the western part of the city. Shooting victims included men and women ranging from 17 to 51 years of age. Yeah. Wow. Amazing how that works. And of course, in the economy and business sector, the Mitsubishi Mirage was the cheapest new car on the U.S. market last month. It's the only new car left with a price tag of under $20,000. You know, buy an old used house, it's going to cost you less than that if you can find them out there. They're out there. The humble hatchback may make your mom's Prius look like a race car, but its $19,205 average selling price last month really does resemble a Mirage in the heat of the auto market. Cox is reporting, this is Cox Automotive, they're the ones that are doing the survey here, the middle of the road new car cost over $48,000 in July, up 30% since 2019. Used cars, no better. Average July price, $27,000, 30% hike from 2019. Pricey four-wheeled boxes most Americans rely on to get places have been straining family budgets. So they all want to go out and buy rice burners, right? My goodness. And here again, talking about illegal immigrants, here's Biden's labor market for you. 44 million Americans out of the workforce, while foreign workers hold more U.S. jobs than ever. That's right. Biden's use of mass immigration to inflate the nation's labor market comes as more than 44 million working-age Americans are out of work, not including those counted as unemployed, according to the latest data. This is the Center for Immigration Studies reporting this. Working-age Americans, especially those among the working class, are falling out of the workforce at an alarming pace, being replaced by, you guessed it, cheaper labor. And this is why I say, now's the time to get creative and start your own small business. Most CPAs will tell you you can have over 75 deductions on your Schedule C just by setting up an LLC. In Florida, you can set up an LLC for $160. I know, I've done it. Yep, you don't. I'm talking about tax avoidance now, not tax evasion. Can't have that. Nope. Wow, craziness, isn't it? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Dave. They were crying here. I hope you are. Two things. Any more talk about this COVID and shutdowns? It's time for elections, isn't it?
Well, of course.
Mail-in ballots, all these good sweetheart things, right?
Yep.
And, one college is already requiring all COVID requirements to be enforced to start this new year. I can't remember the name of the college. I just read it. Last night.
And then, it's catching. Second, don't worry.
Yeah. secondly, Manuel Noriega down in Nicaragua has agreed for Russian bases to be established in his country and install cruise missiles that will be within 3,000 kilometers of Washington, D.C., you know, like 1,500 miles, right? So what's going on now? You know, this is worse than Cuba. They didn't have cruise missiles back then, back in 62.
Well, I'll tell you, as long as it's D.C. that gets nuked, I don't care. you know, I'm going to play NIMBY on this one because that's why I don't live in D.C., Kevin. I'm not going to put up with that. I mean, they might be doing us all a favor. Who knows?
Yeah, well, you know, when they use that for a reference point, there's a lot of other reference points that are awful. Yeah, ugly. They ruin the world.
Kevin, I got to ask you a logical question here. All these other countries that supposedly hate us, do you really think they hate us, we the people, or do you think they know what's going on and they hate our government? Which do you think?
Yeah, it's not the people. Man, it's not the people.
It's Morris Brown College, by the way, that brought the mask back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not the people. I used to go to Belarus all the time, and I used to love the people would say, "Hey, Amerikansky," and it just made me feel so doggone good, you know.
Yep.
And I don't think I could go there right now and do that, even with family there and stuff. I couldn't go there.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Dave. God bless you.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you too, sir. I appreciate you and your donations and everything else you're doing to keep us on the air. Moving into the science and tech world, a work of art created by AI without any human input cannot be copyrighted under U.S. law, according to a court in D.C. Only works with human authors can get copyrights, according to Judge Burl Howell. You know, she's the one that's been sentencing all the J6 defendants, one of them. Yeah, she affirmed the Copyright Office's rejection of an application filed by a computer scientist, Stephen Thaler, on behalf of his Davis system. The Friday decision follows losses for Thaler on bids for U.S. patents covering inventions he said were created by Davis, short for Device for the Autonomous Bootstrapping of Unified Sentience. Let's get it right. But here's the thing. If it's made by AI and not by a human, can it be copyrighted? The court said no. We'll see what the Supreme Court says. I bet they get this case. A new type of freedom or tracking children with AirTags. Heather Kelly is doing a report. She reported in a piece for the Washington Post. She uncovered an interesting dynamic. Parents, she says, have started relying on Apple AirTags as a means to provide freedom, not restrictions, to their kids. These are inexpensive location tracking devices that can help owners find lost luggage, misplaced keys, and roving toddlers setting out on mini adventures. Wow. I didn't know whether to put that in science and tech or surveillance state. YouTube, by the way, is creating a new framework to crack down on so-called medical misinformation to boost its censorship campaign on the platform. Here it comes. It gives itself free expression award, then brags about censoring dissent. So those of you that want to rely on YouTube to get the word out, well, you might want to think about other issues, other platforms, not them. We're all suspects in a DNA lineup waiting to be matched with a crime, according to John Whitehead. DNA detectives are on the prowl, and whatever skeletons may be lurking in your family tree or in your closet, whatever crimes you may have committed, whatever associations you may have with those in the government's most wanted list, the police state is determined to ferret them out by your DNA. Yep. Genetic panopticon. Suspect state. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, I don't have any. All right. Yeah, you go right ahead. Open your mouth and let them swab you. Go ahead. They'll find some crime to tie you to get through, you know. All those people going to the genealogical databases of Ancestry and 23andMe. You are giving the police access to the genetic makeup, relationships, and health profiles of every relative, past, present, and future in your family, whether or not you or they ever agreed to be part of that database. Did you hear what I just said? Enjoy your privacy. The EPA has approved fuel made from recycled plastic with high cancer risks. Yeah. Oh, yes, we're trying to address concerns. That's what they said. Wow. Everybody's protesting. Nobody's listening. We have some articles about how to save seeds from tomatoes and how to find free land for homesteading, because we're all about solutions here on the Power Hour. Under the Gardening, Farming, and Homesteading section, if those of you are getting the email blast, We hope you are. You can go to thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. Go to the newsletter tab and click on that link. Can magnesium help you lose weight? Believe it or not, you know, we've got some of that ProMag X. You can get 15% off ProMag X today only. That's ProMag X Magnesium Renatured right here at the Power Mall. And is your MRI safe? You know, the magnetic resonance imaging. There's a story about the truth on gadolinium on the email blast. Common but controversial ingredient in MRI contrast dyes. I keep wanting to say mRNA. You know, that whole thing has just got me blown away, man. People are buying into this stuff. Go eat your spam. Justin Porter joins us after the top of the hour. Oh, God. Please, don't buy another mask. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.